Well, the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky, there is such a diversity of farm equipment and utility items that you really see something for every segment of the industry. Feeding cattle is probably one of my favorite topics to talk about, as I'm sure it is with Brent Raines from Krohn. And Brent, you guys have a great display here of a variety of different forage tools. Talk to us about some of the new innovations that Krohn has been bringing to the market.
Well, you know, Andy, there's a tremendous, you mentioned variety across the face of agriculture, and the diversity of the products that we're seeing just in hay and forage production has really come to the forefront here. The technology has really taken hold on several different sizes, be it round balers, large square balers, customized packages as far as hay rakes, tedders, self-propelled forage harvesters, mowing equipment. They're just an virtually endless supply and endless amount of ideas to custom tailor whatever your forage requirements are, be it dry hay, be it silage, be it corn silage, haylage, whatever you want to do.
One of the probably most visible items you have on display is your self-propelled unit, because it is, at least as far as anyone walking through here can tell, probably the biggest one in the business. Tell us about that unit.
That's right. This model that we have here at Louisville this year is our V8, our 605-horse model, which is our second step. Our largest model is our V12 that we showed here last year, had its North American introduction, the V12, and that's the largest production forage harvester in the world, and that has the capabilities of taking up to 12 rows of corn at one time.
When we're talking about a unit of that size, obviously a lot of efficiency. Now let's talk about the nutritive value of the product. Are we able, through these self-propelled units, to really take care of that silage and forage and make it more palatable and more uniform for the product, end product?
Yeah, you know, we've known for years that corn and hay and a variety of grasses and legumes have an optimum harvesting, an optimum window to do that in. And when you're talking large numbers of hay acres, and we're talking a large number of cattle, you still need to be able to keep that window as tight as possible to get the maximum nutrient value out of that crop. You've got to get in and get out quick and cover a lot of acres. You know, we're seeing guys in New Mexico that are running chopping corn, and they're harvesting over 400 tons an hour.
And you talk about that, you just have to pause and think, wow, that's a lot of corn. Now, when we talk about some of the hay tools, you also have one of the biggest baling units in the business. Talk to us about your big 8-pack.
What we have with us here this year is the multi-bale system that's patented by Krohn. We just received a Farm Industry News Award last night here at Louisville for one of the top 20 innovative products in North America. What that allows the farmer to do, that you still have the labor efficiency and the time savings, the speed of a big square baler, but it still allows you, once you get that package to the barn, wherever, be it a dairy operation, a beef operation, or even a horse operation, landscapers, that you can take and you can break those down into 8 individual packages, which are probably about the size that when you and I were younger that we threw up in the mow and stacked on the wagon.
Now, you've been known for these multiple-use kind of balers, or I should say multiple-utility kind of balers, where you'll have onboard wrappers and the whole 9 yards, and you've got some of those units on display as well.
This year, we're talking about our big square balers, our feature program, our new 4x4 big square baler, and then also the combi pack that you mentioned, that's an integrated baler wrapper that allows one man to do the baling and the cutting and the wrapping operation, all with one machine and one tractor. It's all about labor, it's all about time, and it's all about saving some time. You know, the sun comes up and sun goes down every day.
Of course, one of the original hay tools, the rakes and tedders, you've got those as well. Are there any new innovations in those kind of tools?
Yeah, on the rakes and tedders, naturally they're getting bigger. We're going up to 49 feet on some of our tedders. Our rakes, we're getting those to match the capacity of some of these behemoth mowers that we're seeing on the market now, and to keep ahead of these high horsepower forage harvesters, so that you can stay ahead of those. And also, even the technology on the small three-point mower that the small beef guy that like me, that you still want to just mow 30 or 40 acres of hay, that makes your job a little easier too.
Well, you mentioned the mowers. Let's talk about those. How are we improving those hay mowers so that we can continue to up those nutritive values in those legumes?
What we're doing there is we've changed our balance point on our mowers, and we've gone with what the industry or what our company calls a COG design, a center of gravity. And what we've done is we've eliminated the stress on the pivot point of the mower. Traditionally, the mower would pivot at the base like the old sickle mower did years ago, like your elbow would. And what we've done is we've moved that pivot arm about a third of the way out on the mowing frame. So that allows you to get a longer reach on and still maintain a smaller horsepower tractor, but you get a little bit better balance and a little bit better flotation so that you can mow 10, 11, 12 mile an hour and get in, get done, get to the house before mom gets grumpy.
Okay, you talk to customers every day. What's the unit that Krone has on the market now that really gets the farmers the most excited?
Probably the biggest growth area we're seeing is the ever-increasing use of bale silage, especially in Ohio, in New York State, in Pennsylvania, and Michigan. You know, we have kind of a short window, especially that first crop's kind of hard to get off in May when we don't have the degree days and we're trying to get that heat out, that coldness out of the ground. And we've seen the advent of these plastic stretch films and the wrapping applications, and we're seeing guys round bales, square bales, but probably the biggest growth is in the use of either individually wrapped or what they call tube-wrapped bales. Done it in Europe for years, and it's finally starting to take off in our part of the world.
Brent Raines with Krone talking about some of the new innovations in forage harvesting and hay and silage equipment, and talking to customers at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky.